I think that for DSC examiner, I think the most memorable English language learning experience will be doing the past paper in the English lesson. Because in our class, we need to do some past paper, and it includes the CE and also the A-level. And I think that doing the past paper is boring, but I think that it is useful because I can learn a lot of concepts and the question types through answering the English paper. So I think this is very memorable because it is a part of my life and my BSc examination.
Did you get a good result?
I don't think so. Because it's in the DSC paper, I did not know answer some questions, and also I think my listening part is not so good. Yes.
We seem to be listening to these questions fine. Okay, so yes. I have a second question for you.
Okay.
What's your most memorable English language reading experience?
I think the most memorable experience will be reading the novel Any John, because we have to come in our syllabus. We have to read Any John, this novel, and this novel is quite interesting because Any John is a quite interesting person and ridiculous girl in the novel. So it is a quite different style and what I have read in the past few years. Yes.
What other things were you reading in the past years?
Because I just only read the newspaper at home, and because in my secondary school we have to read some newspaper and then write some reflection on the newspaper. So yeah, and my major reading is newspaper or some short story maybe.
And
yes.
When you read, do you prefer a printed version or an app or something online?
Oh, definitely the printed version, because the first thing is that I will feel very tired when I read the e-books or the e-journal, because I have to look at the monitor for a long time. And I also think that I enjoy the reading process when I have the paper on my hand, because I think that's reading. Yeah.
Now, you're an English major.
Yeah.
Would you suggest to encourage younger students, like those who are in secondary school, to read more?
I think that we can introduce the video to them, just like the Gone Girl movie. Yeah, there is a version of Gone Girl and also the movie of the Gone Girl. So I would like to suggest the school to try to introduce the movie for them to watch first, and then the school can try to introduce the book or the novel for them to read. So I think that when the student enjoy the movie, then they will know what the book is talking about. Yeah.